Shemesh Chai, Parshas Ki Teitze. So it says, going to the Pasuk, Lo yeh lecha b'kisecha even v'even. You shouldn't have in your pocket, so to speak, two different types of measures, stones, that are to speak about having proper measures. You shouldn't have different stones for measuring what you take, what you give. It should be the same. Gdola uktana, big one and a small one. Lo yeh lecha b'beitecha, and you shouldn't have in your house, eifa v'eifa, measures of that's of weight, and this is of amount. Gdola uktana, big or small. Either should be equal when you buy and when you sell. Nira nir b'siyat d'shmayim. Seems to me, says the Ben Ishchai, with the help of heaven. Ayin ma shekatavti b'mokom achi. Look what I wrote in a different place. He says in the Hakdama of Parashas Lech Lecha, the Bechet Adam HaRishon, in the sin of man, Naaseh Shloshim V'Teisha Klalot. There were 39 Klalot. The 39 curses. Right? V'Yisrael Al-Yedei Tikun She'osim B'Shlosh Pa'amim Ahava Shehem. When they do three times ahava, love. Ahava b'maaseh, ahava in action. Ahava b'dibu, love in dibu. Ahava b'machshav, and love in thought. Shehem, misba tal. That's the gematria tal, right? So three times ahava. Okay. Ahava is 13, because Hey and Hey is 10, Aleph and Beis is 3, that's 13. 3 times 13 is 39. V'gam od shlosh pa'amim ahava ha'ktuba v'parashas v'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavacha v'chol nafshecha v'chol mo'odecha. In the Kriyat Shema we say you love the Lord your God in three ways, with your heart, with your soul, and with mo'odecha, with all that you own. Shehem, Ava b'shnei yitzrecha, that's b'chol levavacha, u'b'nefesh, that's b'chol nafshecha, with your soul, u'b'mammon, and with your money, that's b'chol mo'odecha. Hari shlosh pa'amim Ava. We have another three times Ava, the gematria tal, which is also the gematria tal. B'zeh mehapchim, with this we overturn lat. Lat means curse, because it's the 39 curses. Lat means curse. Shu loshen arira, it's the loshen of curse. Letziruf tal, and we bring it to the form of tal. Tal means dew. Ubezeh mamshichim chayim v'shefa min tal otiot. We get life and influence from 39 letters. Shel av sag ma ben. Of the different forms of God's name, different representations of God's name, which are the 72 representation, the 63rd representation, the 45th representation, and Ben, the or Ban, the 52nd representation. These are different forms of God's name, right? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei has, if you express it, Yud. Okay, it doesn't matter. Certain tzirufim of God's name. V'lechem, yesh b'shabbat azara b'tal melachot. Therefore, on Shabbat, we have to keep away from curse, and therefore, the keeping away from the curse of the physical world is by not doing the 39 melachas. V'kol zeh, that's what zeh tapecha tochal lechem. That was the curse of Adam HaRishon. That represents the 39 works that we do during the week. On Shabbos, we separate ourselves from those 39 works. That's the klala of man. Man, when he goes to Shabbos, is ma'ein olam habah. He doesn't have to toil in the physical world. V'kol zeh will be created in the physical world. V'kol zeh b'Yisrael k'mo shekatuv. Shabbos is a time of creation in the spiritual. V'kol zeh b'Yisrael k'mo shekatuv. Haboche b'amo Yisrael b'ahava. Right? All this is so who choose. God is Baruch Hu chosen his Jewish people in love. Rotzona loma. That means to say, Ba'avu, because of the Ahava that we express in the world, these three aspects of Ahava. Right? He chose us. Because with these three aspects of Av, we separate ourselves from the klala, from the curse of Adam HaRishon. Aval HaOkom, the Goyim, Yisha'er Etzlam Tziruf Lat, they still are in this place, the position of Lat, of klala. They don't have Shabbos, and they don't have these three aspects of Ava. Shu Loshen Arira, Loshen of curse. V'lachin, the Yisrael mit orer shame. There's a shame, I can't say this name. It's a name, Kuf Vav Zayin Vav. It's a shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This name is mentioned in the parasha by Kziv, the Rebbeinu B'chaim mentions it by Yehuda. It's, if you take the Yud, the letter after Yud is Kaf. The letter after He is Vav. The letter after Vav is Zayin, the letter after He is Vav. So Yud Kei Vav Kei, the letter after it, you get this expression of Shem Hashem. Shemisparo, the mispar, the gematria of this is Tal, because the Kaf, two Vavs are 12, with 7, the Zayin is 19, and Kaf is 20, that's 39. Liftoach kivrotehem la'atid b'tchia, to open their graves in the future, b'tchia samesim. Yeah? Mash enkein ha'akum, whereas this didn't happen to the Goyim, right? The Akum, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Star Wars. That by the Goyim, the Nishayat Nam Tziruf Lat, they have the Tziruf of Lat, which represents Klala, right? That's the Vahine. Ha-Hefresh ben Tziruf Tal, ben Tziruf Lat, the difference between Tal, which represents the dew, the influence of the Divine Presence, and Lat, which represents the Klala. Ki Tziruf Tal, the form Tal, Ot HaKatan b'mispakodim, the smaller letter is first, the Tet is first. HaGadol is before the HaGadol, the Lamed, which is 30, Tet represents 9. V'gam hu b'seder yashar shel aleph beis, the normal order of the aleph beis. Gimel Dalet, right? Aleph beis Gimel Dalet. Masha Enken, the Tziruf Lat, that's not in the proper order. The Lamed comes before the Tet. Ota Gadol Kodim, hu b'seder achor, it's the opposite form, opposite direction of the aleph beis. V'yadua, sha'otiyot nikra avanim, the letters of the Torah are called avanim, building blocks, stones. Kniska v'sefi yitzir, like it says in Sefi Yitzir, from that the whole world was built. V'lachin Yisrael shahochim derech yashar, we go the normal way of the aleph beis. That's why we call Yisrael, Yashakel, straight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'derech yamin, in the way of right, i.e. from right to left. That's how we read as well, the Hebrew, right, from right to left. That's the normal way. Etzlam yesh tziruf tal. The order is taf to lamed. Shuhu seide yashar, it's the normal straight way. Masha enken akum, either the form of writing also is from left to right, not from right to left. Shehochim la'achor, going in the other direction, that's lat. Yetzlam tziruf lat will be the form of lat klala, achor, which means the back, kiviyachor of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he turns his back to them. Shu seida achor. It's still a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's back, there's like an anger, it's din. Hine, hama. If a person doesn't use his weights properly, he cheats in his weights. Yes, for beta, eifa for eifa. He has different measures. Dolo ktana, big ones and small ones. Hainu, shuhu kone b'gdolo, he buys with the big measure to get more. Umoche b'ktani, sells with a smaller measure to gain more. Right, to sell less. V'zeh avel kashe umma mishnei tzadik. This is a terrible thing from two points of view. V'lchein v'zeh yit'apchu otiyot tal l'otiyot lat. With this, the letters of tal get changed to lat. Mida k'neged mida. Kevan, yeah? Shehu kone begdola, he buys with a big measure, or moche begtan, and sells with a small measure. Nimsa ose avel b'shteim, he does something bad with both of them. V'seder rishato ukach, the order of his badness is thus. T'tchila yishtamesh begdola, be'avel leknot ba. In the beginning, he'll use the bigger measure to buy with it. V'chaka yishtamesh begtana, use the smaller one, ba'avel lemkor ba. Use the small one in a bad way to sell with it. I'll gain more and sell less. Ki aderechu debitchila hachen b'ni yikne mina taga. First he'll buy from the middleman. V'chakach yimkor al yadei al yad yad. He'll sell little by little. Nimsa avel shelo osehu tchila b'gdola. First he does with the big measure. V'chakach b'ktan. And after he sells, little by little. L'chein. B'dinhu shit apchu lo otiot tal. The letters of tal. Right? Goes, instead of being small to big, it goes big to small. The otiot lat. Because using the bigger measure to buy. And the smaller measure to sell. Ki tziruf ze ot agdolo kdemet lo ot ktana. The bigger letter before the smaller is hinted in the pasuk that if you do it in an improper measure, you put the gdola before the ktana, right? Then your bracha goes to klala. V'yadua daguf nikra kis. The body is called a kis, a pocket to hold the soul. Shu kis unatik nefesh. It's a kis and pocket for the soul. V'zesh ama lo yelcha bekischa. There shouldn't be in the vessel holding your soul, but begufcha in your body, evin va'aven, shouldn't be two different types of builders, stones, gdola uktana, a big one and a small one. But ma, it comes to teach us lo yishletu begufcha otiot lat. There shouldn't be a dominion of klala of lat in your cell, in your guf, i.e., that you have the gdola, the bigger letter before the ktana. Shehem tchila ot gdola, the lamed, v'achareya lot ktana, the tet. It shouldn't be that way. V'davaze talui baze, it's dependent on this. V'hu, shelo yeh v'beitecha eifa v'eifa. It shouldn't be in your house two different measures. Dola uktana, a big one and a smaller one. Hainu asiyet ha'avel, shikne b'gdola, that you buy with a big one and you sell with a ktana. Uba'ofin achen, so not in your goof and in your house. You shouldn't have this klala. Uba'ofin achen nirali b'siyata d'shmaya. Yesh labin tchila. This to understand first. Lama mishkalot, why in measures, shehem evin v'aben, nakit b'kisecha. Why in measures of weights, it mentions kisecha, your pockets. V'alo ha-mishkalot eno minichim b'kiso, it doesn't place his weights in his pockets. Ela gam heima munachim b'beito, they're also in his house and in his shop, like the measures of quantity, like an eifa. V'od, lama chilkam l'shtei chalukot? Why puts him into distinct places in the pasuk? Dehavi lala meima, it should have said even va'aven, eifa va'eifa, and it should have eifa va'eifa gdolo k'tan. It should have put them together. Why it separated them in two different psukim? V'od, yesh lavin, you have to understand, lama kra. This avera, toevat Hashem. Why is it called this not using proper weights or measures, a toeva, an abomination to Hashem? Why is it so bad? Nearly b'siyata d'shmaya. Seems to me, says Ben Ishai, with the help of heaven. Bagdim divrei harav hamagubal, Moreinu Rabbi Sason Mordechai. Right? Mordechai Sason. Shpiktivat yad al apostle. What he wrote on the pasuk, Ma'ozni tzedek, avni tzedek, right? You should have proper stones, right? Proper measures and proper weights. Ani Hashem, okay, I am God, you look. But know that, Arba'a marot yesh ba'adam. There are four types of mara, two types of bad aspects in man. Mara aduma. The Mara of red. It's a spiritual thing, but it's spoken about in terms of things that that bad happened to man. Mara Shchora, the Mara, which is the black Mara, the Mara Yivuka, the green Mara, Mara Levana. These are bad things that go into man when he does Averus. The Yesh Lahem, Shi'u Mugbal L'Kiyum Adam. There's a fixed measure these things have in order for man to be
balanced.
Vim titgaber achad acha chaverta. One is more than his friend and needs to be. Yitavu chalayim ba'adam. Man becomes ill. Vim titgaber biyoter libli chok. And if one of them, or they all, are too much without the proper measure, yamut, the person can die. Because shehem shkulim, when they're properly in their proper weights, zeil ikar briyut adam, that's the main briyut, the main healthiness of a person. V'shamati mirav echad, and I heard from a rav, sha'moznayim hem keneged shem avayim. The weights against this shame, the name of avayim, of Kodesh Baruch Hu, da shal shelet, shebe'emsa hamud, Shikori Mota Baravi Shaila. The Shalshelet, the chain in the middle of this Amud is called in Arabi Shaila. Right? Or the Tliya, the thing you hang the Amud on. Keneged Od Yud is against the letter Yud. Vamud Keneged Vav. And the Amud of the Mishkel is against the Vav. Ushter Kapot, and the two vessels that are held in this chain, right? Keneged Shtei Hahim, against the two Hays in God's name. Right, so you have the Yud Vav, Hamikabim Shefer min Otiyot Yud Vav, which get their Shefer from the letters of Yud Vav. Hascharim, the Yud, first Yud gives this second Hay, and the Vav gives the second Hay. Umashvim l'olamot b'kav hamidah. They influence the worlds in the kav, the line of the midah, the vav. Ma shetzarech lehem u'ma sheyochlim lisbol. What the world can get, is able to take, and can be sober, can retain. V'lechein hashokel chaser. Eino ro'eh siman brachah. When a person does a measure in a lacking way, he doesn't see any bracha. Lezot amar ma'oz nitzelik v'av nitzelik. So this says you have to have proper measures, proper weight and proper measurer and proper weight. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Yiramoz, the hint, ki hamoznayim, the weight, romezet, lishmi, hints to my name. That's what it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am God who's represented in the weight and in the measurer. I.e. the kapot is the weight and the measure is the yudvav, right? Ani Elokeichem, I am the Lord. Sheramuz shmi bozayim, my name is hinted in these weights. Ve'eich tishkol ba avel chas v'shalom. And how can me you measure these things in proper ways? Because my name's mentioned there. That's a revelation of me in these ways. Ad kan varav, hinei yaduah. The amarot shel ha'adam, these aspects of man, right? Mutalim bekis, they're in his pockets. Ve'ikar briyut ha'adam hu, and the main briyut of a person, the main healthiness of a person, sheyesh shkulim b'mida shekatzav lehem Hashem yitbarach b'teva, should be measured and he should be weighted in the proper way that the Kodesh Baruch Hu weighed them out al pi nature of this person. Shelo ta'ale v'titgaber echad al chaverto. One shouldn't be higher than its friend. V'im adam yaseh b'moznayim. If a person does with his weights, shetale kaf zu al chaverto. One side of the weights is more than his friend. But derech avo will be run in a way of cheating. Az gam b'marot yitkalkel hamishkal hamutba b'hem. Also, the mar'ot in the person will be disproportional and will lose the proper weight that they were designed for. But ta'ale acha achavet, one will be more than his friend, shelo karu, in an unfitting way. This will be a tremendous kilku in a person who is ill. Zeh shama lo yelecha kisecha, it won't be in your kis. Hu kis hamar, it shouldn't be in the kis of the mara, of the kidney, whatever it is. Even, or the liver, I think the liver. Mara is something else. Mara is this place where you have like the, I don't know what it is.
Gallbladder.
Yeah, something like that. Even va'aven, different stones. Hem shtei hamarot sheyesh lecha sham. These are the two marot, these two gallbladders, something like that you have there. I don't know what it's called. Gdola uktana, a big one and a small one. Rotzon lama. One should be more than its friend, it should be properly weighted. One should be big, one should be small. They should be equal. Right? And if you would want this thus, if you want them to be equally measured, then you should be careful. You shouldn't have in your house different measures. A big one and a small one. He im to kalkel b'zeh. If why this will be a destruction, as gam mishkal hamarot shebegufcha, also the weight of the marot in your body, yit kalkel shelo yesh ulim biyachid, won't be weighted together. Ela tikba achat achavet, one will be more than its friend. Bi'ash tehem echad, both of them should be one. Dola v'chat tana. ולזה אמר, למען יאריכון ימיך על האדמה. Right? In order for you to live a long life on the land. כי בריאות האדם בחייו, the healthiness of a person in his life, תלויים בזה. שלא יתגברו המרות אחד על אחד. These marot shouldn't be more one on the other. ואם תאמר, למה כל כך יהיה חמור אבון זה? Why is it so bad, this sin? Shinogeh bechiyut ha'adam, that it, ad kadei kach, if a person sins here, it's, his life is dependent on it. Ze'ama ki to'evat Hashem elokecha kol oseh. It's a to'ev, it's an abomination of Hashem, anyone who does this. Shu pogem b'shem havayi kamu, because he's pogem in the name of God, which is represented in these weights.